America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kansas City. You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Mike Caliendo comes in as an extra blocker. This is third
Frank
down
Caliendo?
And one.
He was in there last night.
At the 2 yard line, a touchdown, walks it off, handoff, Kareem Hunt, right side, powering, he is, give it to him, touchdown, Kansas City, it's a walk-off touchdown by Kareem Hunt, and the Kansas City Chiefs stay undefeated at 8-0, the only unbeaten team in the National Football League, 14 straight wins for the Chiefs Kingdom. That's an all-time Kansas City record and seventh in National Football League history.
Danny Hughes will join us here in about 4 minutes. He let Mac know, so I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He said definitely some shade there from D-Hop.
All
right. That's interesting because I thought it was kind of an ode. Like, hey, man, thank you for the time in Nashville.
Yeah,
thank
well,
you for
we know nothing,
me.
Bob.
I guess we're just stupid. We are dumb.
Are you saying my farts stink?
No, that's what Todd Bowles was saying on the sideline last night.
It's a good
you think
name.
My farts stink?
It's a good name for a new device I need to buy. This is my Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
You guys going to hit a Todd Bowl? You'll look the exact same after you hit it.
I mean, just terrible coaching last night by that guy.
I don't think he was in the stadium. No. I think physically he was there. Yeah. I think spiritually and mentally he was not there.
I don't know, man. Like, it was just not a good night for Todd Bowles. Chiefs were thankful for, right? We got a lot of those on the plate this year. And beginning next week, every day at 6:40 next week, we're going to play a highlight of a Chiefs player that we're thankful for. And caller six will be qualified every day during the giveaway to win a $500 grand prize from our friends at Hy-Vee. So we're going to take a qualifier every day, Monday through Friday next week. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the week, we're going to announce our grand prize winner. And you're getting $500 to Hy-Vee to celebrate Thanksgiving, man. You can't beat that. $500 from Hy-Vee just by listening and knowing who the Chiefs were thankful for. Get on that coming up beginning next week at 6:40 every day.
Speaking of being thankful, this was DeAndre Hopkins being thankful that he is in Kansas City during postgame and interview.
Responsible for two touchdowns today. How would you describe what this night was like for you?
Honestly, words can't describe it. Been patient. This is a dream come true to get my first win in a stadium like this, on a team like this. Just gotta keep building the momentum.
You had more time this week before the game to get ready. What do you think allowed for your involvement in this offense tonight?
The way these coaches help you prepare day in and day out. I come in early, I leave late. So, the coaches, it's not just me, it's everybody. Just preparing me to come out here and be successful.
And what is it like catching these passes for Patrick Mahomes? You had some great catches tonight, but some great throws from him too.
I mean, I manifested this. I seen this already. You know, if my mom, you know, we knew this day would come. And, you know, I'm just being present in the moment.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
And that's what coming to Kansas City can do for guys like that who have just been waiting their whole life to be successful on a team that can actually prove to you they can win. Uh-huh. Obviously, the last time he had played in Kansas City was that comeback against the
Texans.
Was
that the last time he played here?
It was.
That's amazing. God, yep. It's been that long, huh?
And then his first game in Kansas City was Monday night, 2 touchdowns. Clearly. The best receiver on the field.
Yeah, so. He was outstanding. Him and Travis together, man. It's now starting to hum, baby. We're halfway through the season. We're sitting at 8-0. Best of luck to the rest of the National Football League.
You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dingin Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Dingin Hughes joins us every Tuesday. It is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Dingin, how you doing, my guy?
What's going on, fellas? How's it feel to be 8-0?
Feels like I expected it. We're not going to lie. I mean,
would have rather the game be at noon on Sunday, but who am I to care?
We got that this Sunday, right?
we got that coming up this weekend.
That's right.
You're good.
Very excited about that. The noon games are, I like noon games. Travis Kelce, the oldest player now in NFL history to have 14 receptions in one game. He's turning it on as the winter starts to approach and the games start to matter more. All these folks who love to say Travis Kelce's washed, he ain't washed. He's just smart. He knows when to play when it matters.
Yeah. I mean, and I think it's just indicative of this team. And it's crazy to say that, you know, Patrick Mahomes continues to get better. And some people might say, well, how? Well, part of it is he's learning not to have to lean on Travis Kelce as much as early. He allows other players to get involved in the offense. Now, unfortunately, we've sustained injuries, but could you wonder how he would be, how effective he would be had we not had the injuries specifically to the wide receiver group? So, yeah, it was a slow start in the beginning of the season. It kind of reminds me, anybody that's an NBA fan, when you watch Jordan play, when you watch LeBron James play, there are times where they defer in the first quarter. They just pass the ball around, allow other guys to get involved, allow their confidence levels to get higher, and then when it's time to put their foot on the gas pedal, that's when they do that. So not that Travis Kelce has, you know, any control over when he gets the ball, but I feel like what we saw in the first few games, we just kind of knew if you had been around football and you knew Travis Kelce, and as long as he stayed healthy like he has for most of his career, you just knew it was just a matter of time. So I like that they went to him early. I like that they went to him often, especially on that stage, just to kind of let the NFL know that Travis Kelce is still a force to be reckoned with.
I'm going to hold on to that NBA take that you just had, because our executive producer and our wonderful friend Mac Morey here, Dingin, brought up a LeBron and Michael Jordan comparison yesterday as well involving Patrick Mahomes, that not only does he do that, what you were saying, but he also makes everyone around him better, right? Like, DeAndre Hopkins looks like a new man out of Tennessee. Justin Watson looked great last night. Kareem Hunt wants to play better because of like the success rate of Patrick Mahomes. And I, you know, kind of went on a limb here. Like, he's right now, according to Vegas, he's third in the MVP odds right now. And I can't imagine this not getting any better as he now has this offense that looks very familiar to what it looked like towards the end of the season that did get them to a Super Bowl victory.
You know what? It also speaks a lot to the psyche and how much the psyche of players, of an organization, plays into winning versus losing. To feel like I was in the locker room after the game. I go in, I do interviews of a couple of players. Josh Klingler is in there with me. Dan Israel is in there with me. And we bounce around. And just the calmness of the moments is so impressive to me. And when you talk about DeAndre Hopkins coming in, and I will say the Remember the Titans was definitely shade. That's my take on it. Somebody would have to tell me specifically different, because I don't think – it's not like Remember the Titans just came out and it was the cool dance that we just saw. Like, it's been decades since that came out. So why would that be your touchdown dance in this moment? when you just came from Tennessee, I'm going to say it's shade. But I'm cool with it. I loved it. At the same time, I think when you talk about a renewed energy with DeAndre Hopkins, the same energy carrying over with Travis Kelce, and then the leadership of Patrick Mahomes, I think it's just about the psyche of, like, yeah, I'm in tune. Yes, if I'm Justin Watson, like, you are making me look like a solid wide receiver and a good component to this offense and everyone else that's involved. If you're an offensive lineman that may not be a Pro Bowl caliber offensive lineman, but you have a quarterback that's making you look better than you are. I mean, that's, to me, the key of the most important position in all of sports, and Patrick Mahomes does it as good or better than anybody we've ever seen.
Yeah, he's in a category all by himself. And, you know, people now around the NFL, Danon, are trying to say, all right, we need to stop other teams from trading to the Chiefs. We need to change overtime again because they continue to go out there and win in overtime. It's getting to that point of, I think, acceptance for the rest of the NFL that, hey, here's the situation. This team's really, really good, and there's nothing you can do to beat them. So now we're going to try to revamp rules and change things up, because that's seemingly the only way that people now feel they can beat the Chiefs.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't know if you guys have tackled this already on the show, but what did you guys think of winning the coin toss and taking the ball? At the time during the broadcast, I made reference. I was like, you know, I don't know about this. I it wasn't that I was doubting Patrick Mahomes, but I just think of the dynamic of, if you get a stop and force a punt, then the other team only has to kick a field goal. So I don't. What did you guys think?
I take the ball in that situation because I do have Patrick Mahomes. You know, I just have a feeling he's going to move you down the field, and one way or the other, you're getting points out of that
thing. Knowing the rules of the regular season,
do you think every other team would make that decision, or do you just feel like Mahomes is Josh Allen's and Joe Burrow's, and those are the only guys that will?
What does the script tell you you're supposed to do now in that situation, Dan? And are you supposed to kick off and play defense
in the playoffs? Yes.
In the regular season, no.
Especially when you know you're more superior. Plus, judging by Baker's reaction to when they lost the coin toss, that let me know the right call was take the ball. Now, I'd assume Kyle Shanahan at that point would defer. That's unnecessary. But I will say this. I liked it because the Chiefs had momentum. I know that the Bucs had just scored, but it was in their house. It was the rules. They knew that if they can get down the field and score, they knew what they had put together all game. So I was all for it. But I'm like you. I mean, my first initial thought was, I go to the playoff time overtime rules, and I'm like, actually, wait a minute. If they score a touchdown, game over.
Game over. Yeah. See, I think you got to take it in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that. I just wondered at the time. I was like, ooh, the defense just got scored on. The offense didn't move the ball when they had an opportunity. A couple of miscues that could have ended with basically two interceptions on that final drive by the offense before we went into overtime. And I just was like, ooh, I'm not sure. But, again, that's part of my humanity in regards to not recognizing the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. So even as long as I've been in the booth, this is my fifth season, there's still that inkling of wondering if this is the right decision or not. And lo and behold, Patrick proved a lot of people right and some people wrong in what their assessment was. We got the greatest quarterback in the NFL, one of the greats to ever play the game. And we need to relish these moments and just continue on this winning parade.
Well, and also, too, Danon, you're giving Patrick Mahomes the ball with 10 solid minutes, two timeouts, and only 70 yards to go. I kind of like our chances in that situation.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And when you consider that the game can end in a tie during the regular season, that's the other component. So let's say that you do defer or you do give the ball to the Buccaneers, and they take the ball with 10 minutes, and they take it down to into 3 minutes left, get a field goal, and now you put yourself behind the eight ball to have to drive the field and get in the field position. So you almost put yourself in a two-minute tempo offense by default. So I get the decision because, let's face it, if the Chiefs would have settled for a field goal on that first drive, not only would the Buccaneers have to drive the field and get into field position, but they would have to do it with a condensed amount of time on the clock. So, yeah, I think that you know, there's more and more things that come to light in regards to that decision being made.
Right. Speaking of a decision that's going to be made, I'm scared to death for the rest of the league when Isaiah Pacheco comes back. How do you think they do that tandem? Because Kareem Hunt, dude, wow. Honestly, just wow.
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be, like, I grew up in the league where, especially with Marty Schottenheimer, who said you can't lose your position with an injury. If mm-hmm. you sustain an injury, you can't lose your position. And then, lo and behold, there were decisions throughout the course of history in the NFL where guys, you know, they got Wally pipped. Mm-hmm. They got subbed out, and they never saw the field again. I don't think that's the case with Isaiah Pacheco, but I'd be hard-pressed to believe that you can warrant taking Kareem Hunt off the field very much. So maybe the 1-2 punch between those two, and Carson Steele will be relegated to special teams and part of the return unit, but it's one of those good problems that we'll take.
You know, it's interesting because I would just split the carries 50-50, Dan, and do that thing. Mm. You know, you say no. Why?
I just don't know. I think there are guys that are just those treaders. They're those guys that just need to get more carries. Like Kareem Hunt got better as the game got longer. Yeah. And you run the risk of being that guy that never gets the feel, that never, because he was bouncing off of tacklers. Early in the game, there were at times guys bringing him down, one person bringing him down, maybe one or two people jumping on top of him for short gains or no gains. But in the end, that wasn't happening. And I feel like 20-plus carries for him is what you would like to see. And then at the same point, if you need to have the drives that we had at the end of the game, the two consecutive scoring drives, then the drive to win the game, you run the risk of, well, which guy is the hot guy? Which guy is the guy we should be leaning on in this circumstance? So I don't know. I don't know how that's the case. And then there's some guys that just – they're not necessarily their best by being a backup. And being a guy that started a few games in my career but mostly was relegated to being a backup or a third or fourth or fifth guy on the depth chart at the wide receiver position, it's tough to look at the coach every single play.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And wonder if you're going to get tagged in.
Gotcha.
Like that, and for those two guys who've had the success levels that they have, I just wonder if that 1-2 punch and splitting it down the middle would work.
Dana, it's interesting as we're talking to Danny Hughes here, Chiefs color commentator here on the Chiefs Radio Network. You can hear 96.5 The Fan. It's impressive, man. They just keep winning, no matter how it is. It's like, take it to the bank, you know, the hell with your covers of if you took the spread or whatnot, but 14 straight wins. They haven't lost since Christmas last year. We're damn near to Thanksgiving. How impressive is it that they just keep winning? And this was one of those games where it was a gutsy win. They go to overtime, they flip the script to their serious mode, and it's impressive to me, man.
Yeah, it's extremely impressive when you consider that it's tough to win in the NFL. There's an art to it, and we have mastered that art thus far. The fact that we know how to win when there are teams out there that figure out ways to lose. And not that Todd Bowles did a bad job of coaching yesterday. If he had to do it over, maybe hindsight is that he'd go for 2 points to win the game on the road in a hostile environment on Monday Night Football and not even give Patrick Mahomes a really good chance outside of 27 seconds left on the clock, not to give him a really good chance of having the ball for an extended amount of time. I just feel like we get people in winning and how we've won and the consistency that we carry it, we get people outside their selves. We get coaches outside their game plans. I would venture to believe that there have been multiple conversations, especially with the Buccaneers internally with their staff and their coaches' meetings, where as they were losing the first game during this three-game stretch, maybe during the second game, maybe leading up to Kansas City, there was probably some discussion of, hey, if we're tied at the end, we're going for two. And to get outside themselves, it almost reminds me of John Harbaugh. You can't tell me that in the AFC Championship, he thought during that week leading up to the game, when he knew he was playing the Kansas City Chiefs, he said, you know what, we're going to run the ball six times. Mm-hmm. No. But they get outside of themselves when they play, when they're across the field from Andy Reid and they're across the field from Patrick Mahomes. And to me, that was a prime example. And I'm sure it was a long flight back to Tampa. And part of that making it long for them was, man, we should have went for two. Mm-hmm. And if not the coaches thinking it, the players absolutely thinking it. Why did we even give Patrick Mahomes a conventional chance with a lot of time on the clock to drive the field and win the game in overtime when we could have sealed it with a two-point conversion?
Yeah, you know, I'm good with it, though, because they got 30, and that's 30 cents off a gallon of gas at Hy-Vee today when you spend 30 bucks. So I was very excited about that.
Nice. Yes, sir.
Very excited about that. But who had to be revived first, you or Mitch, when Patrick went down?
Oof.
I think we were both kind of silent. It probably opened us for some dead air because we were trying to decipher what was happening on the sideline. We couldn't tell if it was an ankle, a knee, an Achilles, just because of the slow motion replays that we were privy to in the booth. You just wondered. I think because it was a touchdown, that commotion of whether he was beyond the line of scrimmage, that was what the Buccaneers, if you saw on the broadcast, the Buccaneers were literally pointing to the ground like it was a divot on the golf course and saying this is where he threw the ball from when that was where he landed. And just that dynamic of the conversation that was going on, we really didn't see until Patrick got up and was helped halfway off the field. We didn't realize, oh, my gosh, like this could be something. So it definitely opened us up for some dead air, which you don't want to have on the radio. But we're fortunate that we have not only the best quarterback in the league, but likely the toughest.
Well, some things you don't want to have on the radio, but some things you don't want to have on the football field, like they decided to stomp on the middle of the logo.
Yeah, thanks for this picture tweet.
Yeah,
dopes.
Yeah.
Why do that, Danan? Like, you know,
like this film study and teams, like they may go back to the Raiders and how that fared for them. Now, this game was closer, but, like, just don't do it. Like, when in doubt, don't do it. I understand the bravado and what you're trying to say to the fans and how you're trying to rally your troops and get everybody riled up, but there's just some things that you don't do, and that's not something that you should do at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Every other team should learn.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.